79.0EDG01300720726081, audio. Let's talk more about this connection. The example I gave for the dimensions, with the measurement of two astronaut spacesuits, isn't arbitrary. Here, I'm thinking about insulation in every sense of the word, thermal, radiant, external, internal, etc. This implies that in this specific area, all the points mentioned previously must have logical and well-thought-out access. Being able to release an autonomous module into space is no easy task, nor is it a simple matter. This is where planning is crucial. The internal lining, insulation, power cable routing, and instrumentation must all allow logical access to the connection. For insulation in the broadest sense, I'm thinking of its removal using a semi-rigid block. More precisely, being able to remove this part of the station without inventing new working techniques. In short, simply, this section will be different from the rest of the envelope. Before going any further, I remind you that this is an exceptional measure, not a routine procedure. Have we addressed the issue of cable separation? Perhaps. Let's continue with this connection. The precise moment the module is separated from the station must not be dictated by the explosive bolts. Therefore, we need to plan for several mechanical connection points that can be manipulated by the astronauts for complete module separation. In short, the astronauts will decide the precise moment when the module can begin to move away from the station. Here, we're not dealing with bottles of sparkling water, but cylinders of enormous dimensions. How will we react if, for some reason, the module refuses to detach from the station? Two or three specific points will need to allow for the installation of a simple, mechanized separation aid. And why not integrate this mechanism directly into the same area as the manual separation devices? Please note, I'm talking about simple mechanics here, not adding permanent hydraulic or electric motors. Putting the vehicle into orbit will already be complicated enough as it is. Yes, I admit, this comment is a bit humorous. In case of emergency, or anything else, what do we have? An autonomous vehicle that can move in space. A simplified landing option, in the broadest sense of the term, in planetary conditions with the presence of air. A pre-built survival or research facility. By writing this, I'm not trying to convince myself, but the opposite, that is, to convince you. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is July 30, 2026.